I'll tell you what, why don't we wait till we get meeting? Are you ready? Call to order the council meeting for November 26th. All rise for the pledge. Remain standing for prayer.
Okay, I'm gonna change my calendar again. Back to the 26th.
We have roll call.
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
Ms. Rose?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
I think Mr. Sebring called and said he would be late. Okay, approval of minutes for the November 13th meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark to approve the minutes. Any questions?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Passes 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Extend an invitation for everyone to attend the Chamber Bandwagon Breakfast Wednesday, 7 a.m. at the Becca Student Union. The university is hosting it. Good food, fellowship.
Where is it at?
Becca Student Union, Wednesday at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, under miscellaneous, I'd like to make a motion to add that Tim Trotter from Tower Bridge will be here tonight to talk to us about our computers for the council. And also, we need to vote on our December council meeting.
I'll second that motion.
I've got a motion by President Rose, second. Councilman Brink?
Yes.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Chapman, did I?
Yes.
Anything else? If not, we'll move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapman?
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark?
Yeah, we did have a solid waste meeting this morning. And for the first time, I think we went out of town. And we were up at Becknell at City Hall. And we had that meeting at 8 o'clock. But I think everybody was there. We had one of our guest speakers, so to speak, Tony Lubers. She's the director of the Boise County Solid Waste District. And one thing that came up under new business was the Heritage Environment pickup of chemicals from Lincoln High School and the chemistry lab. And there were two items of concern, very poisonous. And I reported on that at the last meeting. And so that was something, you know, it was a deal where it was a very poisonous. And if somebody would have got loose, lost it, floor or wherever, why, some kids would have been in some big trouble. So we had a good meeting this morning. And yes, our September ballots for the Solid Waste Management Board are September balance went to $74,445.96. So, glad to have a balance. We're in the black instead of the red. And that's my report.
Thank you, Councilman Clark. Budget and Finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning and Zoning Community Development, Councilman Brink.
No report, sir.
Tourism Promotion of the City, Councilman Rose.
No report.
Legislative Reviews. City Services, Salters.
I'm going to give a little update of where we stand. There's been some questions about where we are in the trash collection system, so I just wanted to make sure we get some information out there so people know that we're, you know, dragging through numbers and just trying to get as much as we can done. A lot of us spent some time looking through numbers at possible solutions to situations to deal with our issue that we have with the trash collection system. We've collected numerous amounts of data. We've crunched numbers day in, day out on certain things. I even got a decent list of all the cities and towns in Indiana that tell us and explain what kind of trash collection system they use, the problems that they've had, the solutions they had, the things that they need to look forward there. The goal that we're trying to figure out in this time frame is the best possible solution, which you know, we have the trash collected because that's the goal, but we don't want to reward those that have a lot of trash and then punish those that have a little bit of trash. So, you know, it's a lot of numbers and a lot of things, especially when you're dealing with, you know, about 18,000 people in that situation. You're going to have some issues with that. We discuss issues from a new sticker to flat fees, whether it be a monthly flat fee to a tote flat fee to scanner system. And just the key thing is making sure that you have enough money to take care of just the trash collection itself. It's not about making money, but it's about taking care of the service itself. Hopefully, maybe we can have something by the end of the year with a public meeting to discuss this further with the public as we get all the numbers crunched for each solution, or so we can have a clear understanding and clear numbers for everybody to kind of digest and look at and understand. You know, obviously with the holidays that might get pushed to the beginning of the year, but that's something that we're going to look forward to here in the next coming month and a half, and that's just the update that I wanted to give everybody.
Okay.
Edward Hall, 1406 Manor. I've heard all the things, but I've never heard the reason why we had to have the increase for the trash pickup, or what brought about all this to switch to.
Well, we haven't had an increase, and what brought all this was about was in 1 week when 800 residents didn't sticker their trash, we knew that the sticker system wasn't going to work. So that's why we began the process of looking at the system.
Well, in general, if you have an increase because you have excess on dumping fees or an increase on the cost of it or something,
yeah, but
or otherwise, why would you even need an increase?
We're not talking about an increase. We're talking about improving the efficiency of the system that we have.
You're talking about an increase when you're talking about going from the price per bag to going for a total for the month.
Well, we're trying to make sure we don't have any set numbers right now. We have not even put out a number yet. We're not talking about an increase right now. We're talking about trying to address the situation that we had when it was brought to our attention that there was those that were taking advantage of the system itself. So we've had to look at not just one solution, not just, you know, hey, we're going to do this. We've looked at an array of different solutions. We've looked at cities our size, cities bigger than us, cities smaller than us. What have they had? What have they done? The problems that they've had, the solutions that they had, the things that have worked for them, the things that haven't worked for them. What fees are they charging? Is that beneficial for the city itself, or is that hurting the city itself? So there's a lot more than just, you know, just a simple, hey, here's a number here. And we've had to crunch through all those numbers to make sure that it's something that is acceptable for our citizens, that it's not an extra burden on our citizens, and it's something that's acceptable for the service that we're trying to provide, and that service is picking up the trash for our citizens.
As far, you know, as ways of doing it and et cetera like that, but as far as what holds true for other cities and other counties, you know, we don't live there, and we don't budget for them. You budget for us.
Right.
So what they do, how they do it, what they charge, well, that, you know, that shouldn't influence what you charge us whatsoever.
Well, it's not, I'm looking there for answers. I'm just trying to get ideas and different things to see if I could apply that to us and if something that we can use to apply here as well. It's not that we're like, oh, they did that, so let's automatically do it. Well, what worked? So we can try to imply ideas that could possibly work here that could be beneficial, because things that work somewhere else aren't going to work here, and things that work here aren't going to work somewhere else.
Okay. Then the other question I had was on the trash sticker fees themselves. What's wrong with the system we have?
We went to a tote system that now then every tote has to be checked to make sure the bags are stickered.
Don't have anybody to check them, see who's paying, who's not, is that it?
Yeah, we can pay extra manpower to go do that if we want. I mean, that's presently what we have to do, is pay extra manpower to go ahead of the trash truck to check every tote.
Well, the reason I come up with that is because out there in my area, which is Mrs. Rhodes, also, some weeks I've got the one-hour bandit, you know.
Right.
Other weeks I've got the trash truck. But I haven't noticed any problem at all with picking it up.
Do you sticker your trash?
And, pardon?
Do you sticker your trash?
Yes, I do.
Then that's why there's not a problem with it being
picked
up. Okay.
And,
leave it.
Well, but what I'm saying is, why do you want to go to the other, another program when this one is working, and you say you've been crunching the numbers, and if you're not losing money, if you're not, don't have any reason for any increases through dumping, et cetera, then what's wrong with the system we have?
I can tell you the sticker fees do not cover the cost of trash and recycling and large item pickup in this city.
Okay, but all of this trash pickup is done by our city streets,
right,
and sanitation department, right?
Correct.
And we'll have our budget, for that department has a budget, right?
Right.
Okay, and it's line items.
But the trash, the dumping fees and everything.
Okay, and each year he comes to you with, this is what I need for my budget, right? And that budget for our department is trash pickup.
Correct.
Okay, so if you not have a room for an increase, if you're still paying the same as most people, you're not increasing manpower, you're not increasing hourly rates, which has nothing to do with it, because you don't really have the fee set in the budget. Where is the increase to cost coming? That's what I'm asking.
The key thing that we're trying to get to is improving the efficiency, so we aren't losing money from the system that we currently have. That's what we're trying to accomplish with this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a combination of two systems that don't work together. And because of that, there is a tendency that some money could be lost through that. So the idea is to improve the system so that money is not lost.
Okay, well, what I'm getting at is, I've talked to a lot of people.
Well, this is not an agenda. This is probably not the proper time to hear this.
Okay, but I'm just saying, they said they were considering and kicking things around, so I'll just give you some more. I've talked to a lot of people, and about 70 to 80% of the people are satisfied with the sticker fee. The ones that aren't are the ones that's got 8, 10, 12, 16 bags a month to throw away, so naturally, they want a fee charge to all of us to cut back their costs.
Okay. Dode, we will have a public meeting on this, and that's probably...
Yes, but if you've already made up your mind what you're going to do before you get there, that public hearing is null and void. I mean, there's no reason for it.
I don't know that the mind should be made up.
All right,
thanks.
I just had a question. I wasn't trying to argue anything. I was planning on speaking then, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Report of any city officers. Being none, old business. There is no old business, so we'll move to new business. First up is Resolution 21-2012, authorizing transfer of funds. Board of Works, $86,573.22.
Make a motion to read and discuss Resolution 21-2012.
Second.
I have a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Seaver.
Resolution 21-2012, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds from the Board of Works budget. Specific line items are listed from health insurance, and various funds that they're transferring to. Total amount requested, $86,573.22, effective upon passage.
The reds on their transfer.
You're going to be the one to discuss.
Yeah.
Go, Joe. Go, Joe.
Okay, had Cheryl prepare you a sheet that shows, as you can see, 2010, 2011, and 2012 budgets. In the middle, in the red there, you can see the amount of money we're transferring, and you can see...
Actually, the red is the balance.
Or the balance, that is the balance of what we're short. This, the green's where she's being transferred. The purpose of this is to show you that you cut 2012 budget, and you can see the amount you cut, and then what we're asking to transfer. And if you have any questions about any of these line items,
actually, Mayor, that would be last year's city council cut this right. year's budget. Just so we make that perfectly clear.
A couple of the bigger ones: maintenance of city property. We are having to pay for our ADA, and out of that, which some of that should come back through. No, that's the deal. Okay. So ADA had to come out of that, plus this summer we had several air conditioning units hit here, fire department, pet port, a tree fell on the fire department. Even though that was all turned over for insurance, we still had to pay. And the police department had a generator that went out that had to be replaced that was like
$20,000.
Well, so that's why that line item was so. The capital outlays, that is the, we were short there because under last year there were sidewalks that were completed, never paid for. So the money was taken out of that to pay for last year's sidewalks. Yeah. Insurance is another large one, it's $30,000. You can see it in 2011, it was $485,000. You cut it to $295,000. Well, we're $22,408.59 short of paying our liability and property insurance. And then the rest are just small amounts with like office supplies and.
But in the budget for next year now.
We've already corrected.
You've corrected all
every
this.
Every bit of this
and
should be.
And it won't happen again.
The same spreadsheet to
right.
figure
right.
the budget for 2013.
This, yeah, this has already been corrected in next year. Any questions about what we're transferring? And it was just luckily that we could transfer this out of health insurance. Say 1,000 earlier.
And this covers you for the rest of the, I mean, this will get you through
this
the
should
year.
Be, and you can see where she's, we're transferring a little extra to make sure that we
right,
she knows
right,
what's
right.
coming in and what's
okay.
Can you elaborate on the savings?
The savings. Remember when the health insurance, whenever Welborn Health Plans went
yes.
out,
mm-hmm.
we had to change when we went to Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually $201,000 cheaper
okay,
than
good.
It was under.
So that's where this.
So that's yeah. This is where all this is coming from.
Okay. So this gets you.
This is $86,000, and that's. How much was left in that line item?
Well, right now it's
$400. Yeah. So, is it like we're trying to transfer lots of money to spend? This is covering bills.
Right.
And what's coming.
But this should get us through the end of the
right.
year with no issues. And we've corrected
correct.
For next year.
Already
in this current budget we just passed for next year.
Believe me, we could see this come. It's been, but we'd see how far we could get and come out. But it was obvious a few months ago that these were.
Any questions? I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
And Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yep.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Thank you. Next is Resolution 22-2012, authorizing transfer of funds, animal control, $5,000.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 22-2012.
Second.
Yes, please.
You want him to read this?
Terry Barmas, Director of the Vincennes Animal Shelter, trying to stay in the black, which we will, but we just need to do a little bit of tweaking. I need $2,000 out of our heating fuel and put in the gasoline. I need $1,000 taken out of heating fuel and put in our spay and neuter. I need $1,000 taken out of maintenance and put in for animal food. And I need $1,000 taken out of our telephone budget, put in our spay and neuter. And we'll still be in the black everywhere, but I just need to tweak.
And the reason for that, just so everyone knows, the cost of those spay and neutering went up, was a cost that wasn't expected to go up, but it did. So we just need to transfer some monies over to cover those.
Absolutely. And this is my fifth year, I told Board of Works, doing this, and this is the worst year I've ever had as far as intake on animals and expense. I don't know if it's the economy, I don't know what, they're still going out, I'm still, my averages are high, but they're coming in. So, you know, we're staying on top of it, we're going to end in the black, but I'm just switching stuff around a little bit.
Terry, were these considered in the new budget?
Yes, we did up it, yes.
Very good.
Real quick, I think we've had a motion.
I made the motion.
We don't have a second.
No, I seconded it, but we didn't read it. We had a motion and a second, we didn't read.
Okay.
If we could read it, then I think we could proceed. Want to read it?
Waiting on the mayor.
Oh, you're waiting on the mayor.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chapman.
But you did a great job, thanks for.
Am I done?
Resolution 22-2012, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds requested by Vincennes Pet Port, moving about $5,000 as shown on the resolution, effective on passage.
There's no further question, yeah.
Councilman Brink, call for the question.
Kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Passes. Zero. Claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $385,583.06.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Brown. Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And that passes. Moving on to miscellaneous.
Yeah, let's do the date. The City Council will meet on the regular day of December the 10th for our first meeting, and the second meeting will be at noon on Thursday, December 27th. And we need to, that was a motion.
I'll second the motion.
Got a motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Brink. setting the December meetings.
No comments, I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yep.
Stephen?
Yes.
Passes 7-0. Next is Tim Trotter to discuss computers for the council.
Yes, you are. We've invited Mr. Trotter to come to our meeting tonight. Earlier in our budget hearings, the council approved that we would order some computers for ourselves. And anyway, Tim is here to answer any questions that we might have pertaining to these computers or what we might need.
Is that me
just
doing that?
It happens. Yeah, it just happens.
Okay.
They say liar. That starts.
Oh, that's the lie detector right there.
That's what I said.
Well, those laptops just went up a bunch. Well, good evening.
Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tim Trotter, Tavers Technologies. Laptops. Always a good investment. Wanted to talk to you guys about primarily what would be involved in choosing one that would work for you guys and would last at least a reasonable amount of time. Just off the top of my head, a lot of the questions we get asked, the biggest one is, which one should I get? You know, which vendor, which make, which model? Honestly, with yourselves as a government entity, there are special prices that you guys qualify for. Good, so you can get a little more bang for your buck. Again, honestly, in regards to which make or model, yeah, you have people that have had, say, oh, I'll never get another Dell, I'll never get a Toshiba, I'll never get this, I'll never get that. We've probably worked with about every brand out there almost, and we've had lemons and bad ones from every single provider, and we've had great ones from every single provider. So not necessarily the hardware, but the service that you get. Always nice to have North American tech support that's available at decent hours. When you're looking at it, that's one of the big things, as opposed to which vendor it is, more about what kind of service and support they offer. A couple of the other things, people will say, you know, how much memory do I need? How much hard drive space do I need? All these technical specifications. Back in the day, that was a really big deal. Like, oh, you absolutely have to have this much memory and you absolutely have to have this much hard drive space. Again, honestly, technology's moved on so much that what I envision you guys using this for is primarily going to be word processing, email, communication, web-based stuff. I'm guessing probably not a lot of hardcore gamers or anything like that. Almost any PC you get, any mid-range workstation or laptop is going to work just fine for you. It really is. Some of the biggest things about laptops when you're looking at choosing one. And I was doing a quick look on the way down here, even, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Friday deals aside. Anywhere from, you know, $600 to, gosh, the sky's the limit. There are some that are cheaper, but, you know, for new ones, you probably don't want to go to that area just to make sure they last you a decent amount of time. Biggest things about choosing a laptop is, funnily enough, it's almost comes down to screen size. And I say that because typically a laptop with a larger screen is going to be easier to see, which is good. So if there's some, you know, visual impairment or whatever, it's going to be easier to see. Downside, the battery isn't going to last as long, typically. So if you're going to be carrying it around or you're going to be using it somewhere where you don't have an electrical outlet to plug into, you know, that's going to be an issue. Smaller laptops, well, the larger ones with a larger screen, typically they're heavier too. So when you're carrying it around, it's going to get old real fast. Big issue with students. Smaller laptops, battery typically lasts longer. They're lighter. They don't take up as much desk space. But the screens are smaller, they're harder to see. If you have the luxury of having an external screen to plug in, you can bypass that. Average screen size is normally measured diagonally. They're all widescreen formats now. A real standard normal size screen is 15 point. Kind of depends. Smaller ones will go down towards 10, 11, or 12 inches. You're looking pretty small laptops there. I'm kind of thinking, envisioning, you know, a bunch of laptops lined up on the desk here. I'm looking for power outlets. Do we have any up here?
We have them behind us.
I need some really long extension cords. I need a bunch of extension cords. Okay, cool.
What about iPads, Tim?
Tablets. You know, interesting point. This year is the year of tablets. I think tablets outsold every other electronic device by like something crazy like 3-1. The big players are, you know, the iPads and the mini iPads, and then almost any kind of Android. There are so many out there, it's crazy. Anywhere from, you know, your $99 up to $500, $600, $700. There are even bigger ones that are kind of combination tablets and laptops that run full-blown versions of Windows or whatever. And typically, and the larger the tablet, typically the heavier it is. Ironically, the battery life is about the same as with the smaller one base. The big thing with tablets is functionality. When you fire up an iPad, you can really easily get your email, you can really easily view spreadsheets, you can really easily browse the web. You can do a really pretty huge amount of stuff just right out of the box. There are some things where they're a little awkward, and it kind of depends. I see some of our media people have their tablets out already. If you're going to sit there and take minutes, and it's going to be a really, really long set of minutes, you're going to get old kind of tapping on a screen like this. You might resort to kind of shorthand like that. Typically, people are more are used to and more familiar with creating long documents on laptops with a keyboard. Now, that's certainly not to say you can't get a, you know, it's pretty, you know, realistic to expect to get a cradle to set your iPad in, and it has a keyboard that pops out. Be a little smaller than you do. A lot of options. A lot of things to bear in mind if they're, and in your guys' case, maybe, maybe not, there's a lot of software that is designed to run on Windows or, you know, Apple computers, the full-blown computers, but they may not have compatible versions that'll run on tablets. Are you guys going to run into that?
Yeah.
It kind of depends. You know, really, we need to see a list of what are you going to do with it, what software do you expect to run on it, how long do you expect these things to last you? How much money do you want to spend on? There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of variables to consider, but you know, tablets are a fine option. Especially if, you know, some of the boards I'm on, all they have, you walk in there and everyone's got an iPad. But most, and I'm thinking of Pace for instance, you know, most of the work and the document creation for all these items that they're reviewing is all done way beforehand. It's available online. You've got wireless here already that you can hop on and look at. So your tablets are primarily used for reviewing the information, making annotations, emailing, stuff like that, checking out some websites. Some things, if you opted for iPads, for instance, you know, they don't support Flash on websites. Big, you know, do with Adobe and all that kind of stuff. Is that a huge showstopper? Yeah, probably not. But Murphy's Law says the first time you really get to use them, you're going to need to, you know, access something with Flash. Again, there are always workarounds. Let me ask you guys some questions, I guess. What did you envision using them for? What's the main point of a way? Or have you guys done a lot of research that you might have questions on?
I suppose I would set. Then what I would see us using this for is paperless, to go as paperless as possible and save revenue off of our papers. Each one of us get a packet, and although they're emailed now, we still get hard copies. We can laptop right there, everything's easily. Also, our city ordinances, which is a very thick document, having that readily accessible, everything that we would need, everything that we would want right there, easily accessible to us as we sit and ready to go for us.
And, you know, right off the top of my head, I think a tablet would be a fine idea. I mean, I'm thinking of PACE and those board meetings, exactly what they use.
Tim, would a tablet be able to power, say a
projector
or from the screen? Thank you.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Via PowerPoint.
Or, you know, we need to have Sarah Kicksmiller from PACE come down. She does a lot of that stuff. Actually, the last PACE board meeting we had is exactly that. She's sitting up there. She's got her iPad with a little adapter that comes off, plugs into the VGA cable, plugs into a projector, and off she goes.
And I'll echo what he said. It's really, she does an excellent job in getting everything set up, and then it's just on the screen, quite nice.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily do a lot of document creation, you know, on the tablets. I can get a little tedious.
Would they have a small keyboards available that you could plug into them? I know recently the Kindle Fire came out with that. I don't know if I know the Surface has a keyboard that can be used.
Exactly,
on
the Surface. I know people have probably seen some of the advertisements on TV, the Microsoft tablet, and they've got the, ironically, the people dancing around. They're very happy to get their Surface tablets, but you know, it has a little clicky kickstand thing that comes out and the keyboards that come with them. There are a lot of aftermarket accessories, especially for some of the more popular ones like the iPads. You can get Bluetooth keyboards, earpiece stuff. Certainly, yeah. Almost probably any combination of, you know, accessories will be available.
You talk about operating these wireless. I noticed when I use my cell phone occasionally, it's picking up interference on this. And of course, now we keep our minutes on an audio file. That going to be a problem if we operate it?
Well, it's weird. You guys done that before, where you got your sitting in front of your, you know, desktop, and you got your speakers right here, and you put your cell phone down too close to it, and all of a sudden your speakers start going clicking. That's really annoying. Different devices do that to different degrees and varying degrees. Some of them are real loud, some of them you can barely hear it. Most of the time, that is actually caused by cellular interference and cellular activity on the device. For the most part, I'm guessing you guys probably aren't going to need cellular service on your iPads or tablets if you were to get them. You're mostly going to use like Wi-Fi or something. And that should drastically cut down on any kind of interference you'll get from an audio point of view.
And a question. The Department of Administration has a pool with Dell Premier Pricing. Have you looked at any of that?
Mm-hmm.
They really
for some other entities,
and,
yeah.
Pardon me?
For some other government entities, absolutely.
I don't know what they have available, but that's a kind of a group discount for government entities. Well, like we buy police cars or other equipment.
There's some pretty good discounts actually on some of the government programs. Some of the bigger wholesalers and providers of equipment, like CDW has CDWG, their government branch. There's a number of other entities that provide software at reduced rates. Almost every major software and hardware manufacturer has a government branch. A lot of times it's just a question of finding what you're after and then looking for the best deals. TechSoup has just ridiculous software.
We have a set budget, so gone. Expectations, what we're going to do with it. I think one of the key things is clerk's office, particularly.
Be on board. Does Mr. Culp get one too?
Providing the information that we operate on, and vice versa, to a great extent. Well, I think you need to be a key player in setting out what we do. But I budget is one of the key ones.
And if we're looking at seven devices and, you know, you say, okay, our budget's $7,000, coincidentally, and you've got $1,000 a pop, I mean, you could get very, very, very good equipment.
I don't think we budgeted that.
Okay, if we went $3,500, you got $500 a pop.
$20.
You know. So we just, you know, we can work it. But, I mean, the other thing.
$3,500 total, so $500 a piece.
You know, $500 a pop. And when you're looking at, you know, equipment, I mean, you can spend that pretty fast, but you can still get some pretty good deals for that kind of money. And you really can. It just takes a little more time to find them, you know. And the other thing we'll bring up, I know when we look at groups like Good Sam and VU, you know, typically every 3 years they're rotating out equipment. I mean, unless it has to be, you know, unless you want to stick with brand new. And then the nice thing about brand new is you get the warranties and the support and all that kind of stuff. And there's a definite advantage to that. But, yeah, some pretty reasonable hardware, you know, from those rollouts from some of the bigger groups.
Which one do we want? Well, that's just it. Just an informal discussion with each council person. It seems like some might want a laptop and some might want a tablet. For the, you know, my personal preference would be a tablet, just for the mere fact that I was just talking to the mayor, I've got a file cabinet at home that has all of this paperwork in it, the minutes. It's just, it becomes overwhelming. Plus, Clerk Treasurer, I'm glad he's doing it. He's sending us electronic documents. Well, to print that out at home, it starts eating up printer cartridges,
sure,
those type of things. Just becomes a pretty, you know, especially when you get into some of these documents that are 30, 40, 50 pages long, it would be best to keep them electronically, and then we could bring those to the meeting. But it's, I think it should be a personal preference from council person to council person what they want to.
A good thing about a tablet in that regard, when you are talking about, you know, multi-page documents like that, it's a lot easier to sit on the sofa with a coffee and a tablet and scroll through and flick, and most of them are designed for reading and, you know, clear text, clear readable text, versus, you know, kind of a crazy calling a laptop clunky, but you gotta sit there and balance it on the arm. And I don't know, I'm guessing most of you probably have computers at home anyway that you can do a lot of your document creation on should you need to, or if you needed to do some serious editing to a document.
Me personally, I don't need a laptop. I got a laptop, and I know in the past in budget hearings in the previous years we brought laptops in, and Councilman Streeter, he put all that on an Excel spreadsheet and was able to go through and make changes as we went through during budget hearings. And the tablets, they'll handle Excel, Word, PDF. You're saying
There are to varying degrees. Some of them, well, almost all of them will allow you to view those kinds of documents really easily and browse through and make them bigger and print them and so on. Some of them will have limited degrees of capability. Well, not too concerned with editing them. Not a huge deal. Now, there is software you can buy in addition. You know, just out of the box, tablets will do almost everything you want them to do. Most of the software for tablets is not horribly expensive. You get extra pieces of software, and I mean, we have one customer, he has his iPads, and he could view Word documents, view spreadsheets and everything else, and that's fine, but he really wanted to do some more serious editing on them. You know, he spends a lot of time in airports and stuff. So we search around, we read reviews, and find some good editing software and creation software for, you know, Word files, Excel spreadsheets, stuff like that. And sure, it's a little clunky, but you know, can have almost full functionality with an office.
I was just thinking during budget time, we could sit here, we manipulate, edit. That would be benefit.
Absolutely. And of course, with the tablets, it's really easy to do all kinds of recording and stuff as well. Take voice to text as well. There's some pretty cool stuff.
If we did go with personal preference of a tablet or a laptop, would it, having the two different platforms like that, would that cause any kind of issues?
I would guess no. I mean, honestly, I mean, would it be nice to have everyone the same? I know, maybe from a support point of view and maybe a more corporate environment, but I imagine you're going to get just as much use out of these devices at home and in multiple different meetings, whether it's council meetings, budget hearings, Board of Works meetings. There's a million committee meetings. You're going to have these things all over the place. And so I don't know if it's as important from a consistent point of view to have all the same, as long as they do what you need them to do. Part of the big great Black Friday deals or Cyber Monday. Another, 4 hours? No doubt. As far as testing some of this stuff out, you know, and playing around with it, I mean, feel free to swing by the office. We've got a pretty good selection of tablets and stuff that the guys have between iPads and iPhones and Android devices and iPad minis and, you know, Galaxy and Android stuff. For laptops, yeah, sometimes you can't beat just going to Office Max or something and playing around with them, seeing what you like. Actually, some of the local big box stores, coming back to Office Max, they have some pretty good tablet selections out there as well for playing around with them. You know, for tablets, you know, the iPads have, I think, nice screens for touching. You know, they're responsive and everything else. There are some, you know, particularly some of the first generation readers and stuff, where, I mean, you have to push real hard on them to get them to do anything, and you know, that might get kind of old, so I mean, check them out.
Thanks, Tim.
Any questions, you know where to find me.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Okay, anything else under miscellaneous? Anybody make a motion?
No made.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. We're adjourned.
We can't adjourn until you do.
Well, like I said, I'm tired of it always being me.
Sam Burke was on. Sam Burke was on the council. That was his job. He made the motion to adjourn, and they would not adjourn until Sam Burke made the motion.